love my tits. Don't get me wrong, having a pair this big can be awkward. I get really sweaty when it gets hot, and I gotta be careful if I don't want to give myself back problems later in life. But the truth is that it's all worth it, because I love my big breasts. It happened almost overnight. I went from being flat to having a pair that were entering rooms before the rest of me. I went through so many bras, it was unreal. Before I settled down as a D cup, and they were so tender when they were growing too. It changed how people looked at me, and not entirely for the better, let's be honest. Some bitchy comments from the girls and the guys, well, I got used to telling them my eyes were up here, oh, and a couple of girls too. Eventually, I just started to roll with it. It wasn't like I could really hide them, not without wearing a parka in class, which I did actually try. Getting the right bras helped a lot. My mom was super cool about that. I stopped feeling like I was locked in Iron Maiden and struggling to breathe. And I think getting shit from girls in school about being busty, well, it made me a bit competitive and outspoken, you know? I decided, fuck them. I was going to be proud about having big tits. If anyone gets jealous, that's their problem. I like making men and women flustered, and I absolutely love it when I see a woman getting jealous. If she's giving me those sideways glances at chest level, if she's got fake boobs and I've got the real thing, or if she's holding on to her boyfriend a bit closer than she normally does when she's around me, if I can sense she's shallow enough to be threatened by my body before she knows a thing about me, that's such a shot to the ego. And want to know something funny? If someone starts getting on my nerves at work or whatever, I sometimes imagine that I say, okay, that's enough from you. You earned yourself a smothering. And then I pin them to the floor or put them up against a wall, pull out my breasts and just smother them into submission. I can just imagine it, pressing their faces into my glorious tits. Hearing them squirm and beg for mercy, feel them starting to get weaker. Then I'll let them up to gasp for air before they get stuffed back down. Rinse and repeat until they're all nice and apologetic to me. Well, it's quite a thrilling fantasy. It's gotten me through one or two boring meetings at work, I can tell you. And, maybe I've had one or two partners who like me to do that to them in the bedroom, but that'd be telling. I love making my female friends a bit envious too, but in a nicer way. I love getting that damn girl reaction to when they see how I'm showcasing my boobs this time. And there's so many possibilities for clothes. So many ways to show them off. Let's see. There's the classic, the deep neckline. Whether I'm wearing a suit or a dress or just a regular shirt, I make every inch of cleavage matter. Whether it's just a cheeky hint or really showing off the Grand Canyon. Sometimes I wear a pendant around my neck, hanging just low enough to rest in my cleavage and really draw the eye to it. If it catches the light right, it's like my breasts are winking at them. Or a cut-off top when the bottom of it isn't touching my skin. It's just held out by my breasts. Of course, there's the too busty to hide trick, where I wear a sweater or a t-shirt or a swimsuit or whatever that totally covers my chest. But not the shape of it. It clings tight to my curves, not really concealing anything. It's more obvious from the side than the front, so when I turn round, I'll sometimes see someone's eyes nearly pop out of their head. Of course, I can get a bit more creative. I don't want to be sagging and stretching in the future, so I usually wear a bra. But sometimes, when I really want to be the center of attention, I'll leave it behind. That's when my boobs are at their most spectacular. Maybe I'll wear a top so short that maybe If the angle is just right, someone might get a hint of underboob. It is so much fun when I notice someone trying to get a glimpse of it again while trying to act casual. Or I could just wiggle my shoulders. I love how they feel when they just jiggle and bounce under my clothes. It's quite a sight. Sound the earthquake warning. Or, for the nuclear option, I have a certain party dress where the neckline goes down to my navel, and you can see my cleavage all the way down, top to bottom. Needs a bit of double-sided body tape to avoid nip slips, unless I'm okay with that happening. I don't wear it often, only when I've got a hot date, or it's been a dry spell, and I'm all like, fuck this. I am hooking up tonight. Failure is not an option. Because it feels so damn sexy to flaunt myself like that, that it really gets kind of distracting. Feels so wicked. Like I'm already almost naked, and someone could just reach inside or give a little pull and well, there I am. And then they can just... Well, just thinking about it gets me twitchy, and let's just say my girls do more than look good. When things get a bit more intimate, they earn their keep there too. For a start, I like how they feel when I cup them. They feel perfect in my hands. Soft, but not too soft. Firm, but they don't feel fake. Lovely teardrop shape, perfectly round at the bottom. And nipples that are, well, they're very easy to work with. They don't poke through clothes when I don't want them to. But when I go braless, yeah, they make an impression. And they're just so sensitive. Apparently that's a bit rarer for busty women. So I guess I kind of hit the jackpot. When I'm without a bra and the material of my clothes is just rubbing against them, it's very distracting. Of course, that doesn't mean I don't have standards. If my partner's just gonna grab at them like they can't believe they're real, not impressed. But if they're gonna take their time, just squeeze them nice and slow, cup them, massage them, work my nipples between their finger and thumb till they're both hard enough to cut glass, and then build up to the firmer stuff without getting impatient. That's how I know I've got a keeper. I love when someone gets behind me when I'm on my hands and knees, and they really start kneading and milking my breasts, just gripping them real nice and firm, sinking their fingers in, tugging on the nipples until I'm really whimpering and turning into putty in their hands. Or when someone puts my nipple into their mouth, and really works it over, sucking, nibbling, or just tugging with their lips. It makes me melt in seconds. It's like they've got a hotline to the arousal centers of my brain. It just makes me feel so sensual, so womanly. If they think to ask, I'm happy to tell them what works. It's not like I don't have my hands or a vibrator all over them when I masturbate. Want to know a secret? It's a bit hit or miss, but sometimes I can come just from my nipples. Yeah, really, it's not just an urban legend. It takes a while, a lot of breast worship, and sometimes it just slips away, and all the work was for nothing. But when it works, and I do go over the edge, it feels like I've been struck by lightning, and I'm just left twitching and gasping with my tits just throbbing. I've got a special box in my drawer of sex toys. I don't use them often because I like to save them for special occasions, but I love to be clamped. It feels like I've got someone pinching my nipples all the time, and the rush of blood to the tips when I take them off is nearly unbearable. I do sometimes try wearing them around the house, or even under my clothes at work. But I never last that long before I just have to find somewhere private, take them off, and just slip a hand down my pants. But that's just what my tits do for me. If I get a good partner, someone who deserves a treat for being such a nice, considerate lover, I'll show them what they can do for someone else. I know it's not one-sided when my chest is getting a really good, satisfying groping, hands slipping under my clothes, lifting, squeezing, and when I want to do something nice for my boyfriend, if he's had a hard day at work, or if he's made some sort of lovely romantic gesture, then it's time to sit him down in a chair, stark naked. Then I slip a cushion under my knees, apply some oil or cream if he's been a really good boy, and then I tit-fuck him to within an inch of his life. I think it's the sight as much as the feel. That cock just disappearing between them, just the head barely peeking out, like I'm devouring his dick with my tits. And then I look up and see the face he's making as I start to rub them up and down his shaft. And it's just, But it sure feels good, too. For him, obviously, but for me too. That hot, hard length wrapped up in my soft tits. When I feel a few drops of wetness and realize I just got his pre-cum, pressing them together to wrap him up in my breasts. Sometimes I'll tease him silly, tell him he has to keep his hands behind his head and see how long he lasts without touching. Roughly 2 minutes usually, before he starts begging to touch something. And when he does lose control, feels so fucking sexy when he starts twitching between my tits. Sometimes he shoots his load between them, and the cum is nearly sticking my breasts together, strands of it stretching between them when I let his cock go. Or when he gives me a pearl necklace across my throat and the tops of my breasts, it looks so hot. Sometimes I take a picture and send it to him when I know he's in a meeting at work. And when all that's done, and when the excitement is finished, I have one more trick. Perhaps my dirtiest one. These boobs are fantastic for cuddling and snuggling. Two soft, warm, all-natural pillows that I can just cradle someone's head in as we chill out with a TV show, or just drift off to sleep together. It's so intimate, so romantic. I just want to. So that's why I love my big boobs. You look impressed, but talking about it only goes so far. Would you like a demonstration?